Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Clap Talk Radio Show with your host, Long Island Joe, introducing the Northeastern Grudge Racers to the world. With Custom Tees Racing and QuarterMileBrothers.com, the Northeastern Racers now have a platform of their own to talk about issues and races relevant to them. Check out www.clubgolf.com for all your grudge racing needs throughout the United States. With no further ado, here's your host, Long Island Joe.
Hey, good evening, everybody.
Welcome to Clubgolf Radio Show with your host.
Good evening, everybody. We had a lot of racing going on this year week, and Fayetteville was pretty packed. I want to just thank everybody for coming out and showing support to me and in the cut. Had a great time. Saw a lot of faces, old faces, a lot of new faces. Saw a lot of good races. Saw one bad race, but saw a lot of good races. And before I start everything off, it's one thing I have to probably get it off, because if I don't get it off now, they're going to be worrying about me. So I'm going to just say it just how it was. I ran the sweet potato in them little Bill car, the truck, the S10, off the trailer. They wanted to run off the trailer. They wanted to give me a car on the brake, the whole bit. Before they wanted to give me a car on the brake, they wanted to run heads up. And we call ourselves negotiating. And I had Kevin Hunt was standing there, and a few other guys were standing there right out there for the race. And we decided to negotiate and get this race going. Well, I thought they were going to go motor to motor, small block. I said, I got a little straight head. I showed them the motor, showed them everything. They knew what I had. They promised me what the race was going to be, and we ended up negotiating, and finally I said, I'll take the car and the brake then. I went for it. I wanted everything in drag racing. I didn't really want to race it. I didn't want to do the race, but we're there. The North likes to gamble. I like to gamble, so I said, heck with it. For a little bit of money, I'll go out there anyhow and just do it. They end up saying that they had a straight head in it. We were standing right there. The negotiation was straight head, small block. I didn't care if they had a tall deck, small block in it. Didn't matter. It is what it is. They had three guns on it, and it didn't matter. I said, I didn't care how much the juice you shoot. Whatever. I'm just going out there. Going to play around. Everybody came to me. They asked me, could they bet? I told them no, because I didn't want to lose nobody's money. I said, that's just one of those races that is a gamble, that is he going to get down the track or not? That's what I was gambling on. Is he going to hit it too hard? What is he going to do? All right, well, then they go. They pull the car up. It's supposed to be a regular truck. End up being a round tube chassis all the way up. Instead of me giving up the $100, I told everybody I don't want them betting. I said, it is what it is. I'm going to do it. They try to put me on camera and all on blast. I turned around and did a stupid move, still went, said, heck with it, I'm going to run you regardless. Small block, no problem, I'm going to do it. We get to the line, I do the burnout, leave, no big deal. Thing blew by me like it was like a standstill. I had no problems with the loss, shake hand, no problems. He even got on the camera when Pro Stock Joe came over and interviewed me. Say he was a better man, he had a better car, done deal. I started walking towards the other end over there, and I get a guy, which, and if he wants to say his name, he doesn't care, but he don't care, he's going to say it anyhow later. He walked up to me and said, look, I bet with Sweet Potato, but I don't like how it went down. And I said, what do you mean? He says, that was a big block in the car, that was no small block. He said, I'm going back with you, and we're going to argue about this, we're going to fight, I'll be with you on your side. Started walking down. I told Pro Stock about it. He said, what do you mean? I said, yep. I said, listen, there's no such thing as a straight head small block. There's no such thing. And we did not say big block. I mean, it's big block. There's no such thing as a straight head big block. And the only thing is a small block. And I didn't care about it if he had an 18, 23, whatever. It was just a gamble. Well, making a long story short, I get down there. They really didn't want to open up the hood. Finally, Buddy Bo came out. I guess he figured I wouldn't know it better. He popped the hood open. There's a big block sitting in there. I told him, I said, listen, I said, now you're wrong. I said, one thing to beat me fair and square. But you said, I said, straight. I know I said conventional. I said, no. I said small block. I said, I don't care if you have a tall deck. Never said big block. I said, tall, if I don't care, as long as you got a small block in the car. And I said, then I said, straight head. I said, I don't want to run a cannon valve. I don't want to run an SB2. And he says, how do you describe the angle of the valves before? He asked me about it. I said, you know how when you get ready to adjust your valves, I want them valves right across each other. That's how it is. It's going to be straight in a row, not up and down like a big block. If you have that, you lost. So that was the steps. Well, say it the least, they gave the money. They gave the money up to him. They dispersed the money out. I didn't get my money. June from Disturbing the Peace, Harold, he bet with me. And a couple other ones. I told him I didn't want them to bet. They all bet. Everybody bet. We went down there, and I guess, you know, after that was, it could have been really mayhem. And Pro Style Joe turned around and told me, said, listen, please try to just solve it because what's going to happen is going to be a riot. Yeah, it's going to be a riot. You turned around and you lied about what you said. It could have been. But I thought about it, and I didn't want to mess the show up. So what I did, the pot was, I reached in my pocket, and I paid everybody that put inside the pot with me. And June can tell you he didn't lose a dollar because I gave everybody back because I don't want to hear that if something was thrown, a race was thrown, anything like that. And I blamed Buddy Blow on it. I had told him that day. I said, wasn't you the owner? I said, but he was wrong because he was the one that locked in the race. And I talked to a few other people, and they were saying I shouldn't have been arguing about it because the deposit man, the one that's holding the deposit, was supposed to go look first. And if the head is not a straight head, not what I said it is, they can't win. And even if you turned around and you had a big block in it and you automatically lost, there's no such thing as a straight head big block. So there's nothing that you can say. And anybody can say what they want to say about that race, and I just shook my head. How many people are going to go against him now? How many people are going to? Pro Stock Joe, I just tell him, you just shot yourself in the foot. You're going to turn around, they're going to have people that were mad at me. It was like, man, you should have just told us. We'd have went down there and tore up the place. You know, I didn't want to see a fight. There was nothing about that. It was all about the racing. It was all about a grudge run. It was all about having fun. And something like that, you take the fun out. And that was one thing I got to say that took the fun out of it. We had a couple locals from Long Island that I got to say did their thing. DeJuan, I got to say, he did his thing. He went out there and he did his job. He drove excellent. That was perfect. It just all of a sudden he broke loose in traction. He was out in front, he lost, but he did his thing. Hurricane Drew, have to give you credit, went out there and took on the red Corvette and won. Those are the races that a lot of people didn't see. They're saying the South won, but you better start adding up some of those North ones that won. I forgot his name with the orange car, but with the Camaro, but Tyler was with him. They ran a Mustang on nitrous. They ran on motor. They took the brake. They took everything in drag racing, I think, and they won. Those are the races that you don't hear. Young Stang, he ran Dwayne. That was a beautiful run. Couldn't ask nothing better, but Dwayne got loose. Stang cut a perfect light. He did his thing. There's a couple others. Weeby, he went out there, and they didn't say anything about that. He ran the Oldsmobile. He won. You know, Red Alert the little Mustang that we had, the Philly boy. I got to tell you, he was out in front. He broke loose on traction. Otherwise, I would have said he would have won. There was a lot of little races that we saw, you know, that was before that, the street car shootout and everything else. They did a good job. I got to give everybody credit. I mean, everybody handled themselves like a pro. It was the only thing, why would you have one bad apple screw up everything? So before I can turn around and say anything, I mean, my hat's off to the guy with the truck that owns it. He was like a gentleman. He came and apologized. He didn't know how it went down. I just wanted to make sure he knew, you know, and he said whatever he can try to do to make right is going to be trying to make right. But as of me saying anything towards Because Buddy blowing them the first time, you know, he apologized. That's unacceptable. If you're going to make money like that there, it's not worthwhile racing nobody. I don't think that was fair to take everybody else's money that was over at the starting line that didn't know the whole thing, what was going on. You know, that's not, that kind of race is not good. That's bad for the game. And so I'll leave it alone right now, but April 26th, I already know there was four guys and they're trying to lock in these races right now, and they're getting ready for the shootout. I'm also on April 26th. When you entered the gate, April 26th, when you enter the gate, you're going to have a wristband. That wristband that you paid for in the gate is also a free raffle. I will be giving away a big screen. Me and Larry T will be giving away a big screen TV that day, and it's free. All it is the wristband, what you have on your arm, that will be your number. And that will be given a free TV, and also we will also have a 50-50 raffle, which will be on the side also. But the wristband that's on your arm, just make sure when you get in there with a wristband that you take the wristband and you keep that number or don't take it off, because that wristband is going to get raffled off at 7 o'clock that night, and that TV goes to whoever. So without further ado, I'm going to open up a couple lines, and we'll go from there. You want to open up a line for me, Phil? 347-5810. Your mic is open. Hello, 347-5810. Your mic's open.
Oh, this is sorry about that. It's Crazy Horse No Matter.
Hey, what's going on, Crazy Horse? How's everything?
All right, how's everything, Joe?
Can't complain. How are you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. Just got home from work and decided to call up.
Okay. I know you got something going on. I want you to tell everybody about what you got. I know you got an event coming up soon.
Yes, sir. We got July 12th on a Saturday at Island Dragway. It's going to be New York's Grudge Fest Barbecue. He used to throw a couple barbecues. You had the Headhunters and the Ridge Boys. Now is Team G. We used to throw Brooklyn barbecues. No more barbecues in the street, black party. So we decided to bring it to the track. And hopefully we'll eat, race, and have some fun July 12th. And help out our local track, trying to get people there, Island Dragway.
And that sounds good.
Anybody wants to come down, have some fun, we eat, drink, and race. Just out there
any
to have some fun.
Any races you have locked in? Do you have anything
right now,
locked in yet?
Nah, nothing locked in. Got two classes, 275 drag radios, and 28s. Whatever goes, bring enough to the 8. Winner take all on the buy-in. It's $50. I don't want to go too crazy, kill people's pockets. And we got a 10, no time, 10-0 index class. Well, it's close to it. It's going to be no clocks off. Whoever's close to 10-0, buy in $50, winner take all, and there's going to be a bonus payout. Not sure how much, but there will be a bonus payout. If I have to dish it out of my pocket, I'll dish it out of my pocket.
Okay, and that's going to be a 10-0 class?
Yeah, 10-0 class. No time, it's clocks off, no 10-0. Nobody knows if they run a 10-0-3 or they run a 10-0, the wind light will turn on. That's it. It's all about the tree and how you get your car to get it tuned up to go 10-0 and take that money.
Okay,
pretty
and then
much,
you said you also have a 28-inch tire.
28-10-5, 275,
okay.
Two tires, anything goes. Just come to the 8, bring what you got, make sure you have enough, and turn on that wind light.
Okay, all those races will be to the 8th mile, right?
The 10-0 is the quarter.
Okay.
The quarter, 10-0. And 28, 10-5, 275 to the 8th.
Okay. And did you get any sponsors, anything so far? The, like, say, add on to anything towards the pot, anything?
Yeah, I got a couple of sponsors. It's my company, Small Verse, on a wholesale.
Okay.
Got a couple of guys. You got Small Block Posse.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Seth's Barbershop, NOS 302 Barbershop, Goodfellas, and his bar, the Sports Bar Havana. Glassland is Blue Devil.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, on the 28-inch, you know what, the 10-0 class there?
Yeah.
If anybody can, I'll leave $100 towards that. You know, whoever does the perfect 10-0 on that class, I'll give you $100 towards that.
All right, that sounds good. I'll put that up on the site.
Yeah, I'll put $100 towards that right away. The first man to get the 10-0 flat, hey, no problem. You got it.
Man, all right, you're the man.
I don't mind putting that towards you.
That's why I have a lot of respect for you. That's why.
Thank you.
You're a stand-up dude. Stand-up dude.
And, you know, I like to bring the races back to our island.
That's what I want to do. I want to try to get everybody. Because back in the days when we used to have the barbecues in the street, we used to go take it after the barbecue. Like the Truth Avenue had Hunter's Barbecue. They used to go from the barbecue at night, take it to the highway. We can't do that no more.
No.
The streets.
You're right.
It's dangerous now. They're cracking down on it. So you know what? Why not have the barbecue at the track, talk our shit there, talk the shit, and let's go.
I'm trying to work out something.
We should hopefully get some races locked in before then. We got about 3 months. And I'll be posting it. If any races get locked in for that day, it'll be on the site on smallblockposse.com.
And I'll tell you, another thing is towards the food there. I know you're coming out of your pocket with this food, the bill and stuff on the food, but I guess, you know, we got sponsors around for that, you know.
I'll
tell you right now, I'll throw $100 towards the food also.
That sounds good, but
step up.
The money and the food, if everyone will step in. But if you want to bring something, you could bring something from home.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. We're setting up a whole table full of food and all that stuff. And I'm just doing this for just doing it to help the track out and have some fun.
Okay. Who should we call?
I'm not taking nothing back, and that's it.
You got a number or anything we can call so they can call you in?
Yeah, it's 347-607-5810. And I'm going to try to post it on a couple of other sites in the next couple of days, the flyer. Hopefully I'll put it up on Yellow Bullet. I'll put it on Turbo Bullet, and I have it on grungeracers.com.
Okay.
And
who would we I'll see you soon, and I can take care of that on a 10-0 index, and I also put $100 towards the food.
Oh, that sounds good.
Why not? Everybody should... That's promoting or anything, hey, step up and help us out one time. We go everywhere else. We go down south. We go all over the place. Let's try to help us one time.
I try to show up to everybody's event. If I have the chance, I'm there. Try to get something going. And anybody wants a race, I'm there. I'll have my car there. Hopefully I have both of them there, just one. Who knows? Time is early for me, but I have a couple of cars there that want some action. We'll have some action there. I have a whole motor 275 car sitting on drag radios. Hopefully you'll be there. I got a stock block on 28th coming, a motor. And everybody knows Billy's car is the 69 Mustang. Back half conventional head big block on spray. Then we have G's car there. Big block, conventional head on spray back half. Then you have Jerry Lincoln with his 69 or 68 Camaro. I don't know how he sits. I know he sits a big block, but I don't know the rest of it, how he sits. We'll have a couple of cars looking for action there. And pretty much I think that's about it, hopefully.
Well, you definitely got my support. I'll definitely be there, and I'll make sure whatever I can do to try to help out, you just give me a call. I don't mind pitching in, because I know
you
guys
definite.
Are there to support me. I don't mind supporting everybody else.
Thanks
no
a lot,
Joe. You always did a great job for me. I'll support you 100%.
Yeah.
Just let me know
I'll
what
tell you
else
right now, you
throw,
I'm going to tell everybody, whoever's listening out there, Joe throws one of the best events I've been to. He has top-notch. I've been to a lot of events. There's a lot of action, Joe's, and I'm going to make sure I'll be there all the time on your event. Whenever I have a chance, I'm there.
All right.
Great
thank
event.
You very much.
Thanks,
very much,
guys, for listening.
No problem.
And
I mean, I'll
hopefully
put it out there and
everybody be out to support and have some fun.
Yeah.
Have some fun.
I'm
that's
telling
all,
you right now, every time,
it is.
Every time we got it open, just come on out here. Anytime you're free, you're free. There's no problem at all. We got to start supporting. I mean, I'll support anybody that turns around and supports a good cause. I'm not going to support you if you're going to turn around and do some shady stuff now. I'm going to tell you that right now.
One thing about me, one thing about me, I can't screw nobody over. I can't sleep at night. I don't mind getting screwed over. Me, I don't mind getting screwed over. But I don't like screwing nobody over. That's how it is.
Yeah.
I'll get a little mad getting screwed over, but you know what? I move on.
Mm-hmm.
Move on and just move on and move to another the next thing. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So just stay on this mic because I'm gonna. I know I gotta open up a couple mics right quick, and but I want you to stay on because I'm quite sure there's gonna be a couple people come on, and I'm quite sure they might want to try you. Say lock in something. You never know, and maybe for your event.
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Nah, that sounds good to me.
All right. Take care now.
I'll be on. Thanks a lot, y'all.
Okay. Thanks. All right. You're welcome. All right. I got in the cut. Your mic is open.
Yeah, what's going on, big man? What's the deal? How y'all doing?
All right, and you? How you doing? How's everything?
Man, I'm still tired from all that damn facing and all that damn running around, all that money changing hands. I'm tired from that. You know what I'm saying? I stayed up 24 hours. You know what I'm saying? To get that stuff through like it did, man. And I'm glad everybody came around. I mean, you know, you did your thing. Even though you took an L on the sneak tip, which shouldn't have happened, but you know how it is.
Yeah, well, you know what? If they got to take a win like that, so be it. They need the money that bad. Like I told them, ain't gonna make me, ain't gonna break me. But it was the principle of it. If you got to do something dirty like that, but it comes back to you.
Oh, I know it.
It comes right back to you.
We know that, man. I hate it went down like that. Because, you know, sometimes things happen, but karma is a bitch. So.
Yep.
Yeah, my whole thing is I just didn't like to see the guys over there by the starting line, which I told them I didn't like to race, to even have bet. Mm-hmm. And you don't mind if you turn around and you got beat. Yeah, it's stiff. But when you turn around and cheat, that's cheat there. That's just say it right out how it is. That's not racing there.
And they had a discussion about it on Willie Dog's show, and I got a call. That's why I didn't get a chance to get up on here earlier. But, you know, I mean, believe me, man, people need to start choosing their DP wisely. You need to choose somebody who ain't trying to win nothing, who ain't trying to lose nothing. It doesn't matter who win or lose to him, that DP man that DP man. All he wants to do is be a good, and he's going to call it fair. But that's what people need to do from now on, no matter who it is. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, my whole thing was, I thought, you know, they just got me with a truck. Okay, they just got a lighter truck. They came in around two chassis all up there. I agree with it. No problem. It's my fault.
Right.
It is what it is. Small block, you know. But I wouldn't have mind if they came and said it was a small block and they went around me. But the thing, you turn around in line, and now you got a big block in the car. That was the worst. Everybody on that start line, everybody that stood around, they were standing there. They all knew. And now they said, well, no, you knew it was a convention. You knew it was a conventional big block. No, I didn't. I told you a straight head. If I told you straight head, everybody know what I had said. There was no discussion about that. Everybody in the world, nobody at that line, nobody would have in the world knew I would have went out there if it was a big block. Nobody.
Well,
nobody's going to do
something. I was over there when y'all were
like
talking
that.
About it. I was over there when y'all were talking about it. I know what was going on. You know, like I said, I wasn't DP man in that situation. And so don't worry. People know what's going on. And like I said, karma is a bitch. So
You know,
look it out like that.
I was going to tell you, like, my whole thing is, I'm not saying not saying nothing. I'm better off just staying away from them. Stay away. I'm not. If somebody asks me and try to support it, I'm sorry. Don't ask me to support nobody like that there when you do something like that. I can't. I'm sorry. It ain't got nothing to do with nobody. Sometimes I like to go to certain places, but hey, if you do stuff like that, what would you else would you do to me? So you know what? I can't. They didn't make it right. If you turn around, even if you had turned around and gave my money back, it would have been perfect. Gave the guys, my guys, money back. It would have been perfect. If you had got up in the tower and said that race was no good and told so the people that was down there that turned around and bet down there didn't know what they just did, the shady stuff, it would have been okay with me too. But don't turn around and take somebody. That was bad. That's not good. So I felt bad for a few people, you know, whatever I could do. I told them I'd try to help them out either way. If you lost, whatever. You know, right. like they tell you, we had a pig, we had fish, we had everything on the other side for whoever wanted to eat. Try to accommodate, Yeah, we had it all over there, you know. It was like, we didn't care who you were. It didn't matter who you were. We were all in there having a fun time. It's supposed to be a family thing, a grudge thing. Not turn around a slickster being called yourself trying to rob somebody, a stick-up kid. That's not racing.
Right.
But that's what's going to happen. You know, if they want to do it like that, so be it. They can do what they want. But, so you got anything else to say about anything else? Any other races or anything?
Well, all I want to say is, man, I'm just glad that the weather turned out like it did. So that gave everybody, especially, you know, you guys from Team North who haven't had an opportunity to really race at all, you know, to come down, get you some few test passes in, and then, you know, just start your gambling up. And it worked out, man. I mean, there were some wins and some losses by both North and South. And there's a couple of races that I've been trying to find out. I know two more races went on, but I can't – I haven't got a chance to look through all my footage to find them. But right now I got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. That was 13 races that I got written down right now that happened. And if you do a North versus South count by what I got, you know, like I said, there's a few more that I need to go back and verify. Hold on 1 second, and I'll tell you, hold on, because like I said, I just got a chance to do it, so I had me count. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And you know what? It's 6 apiece. The South won 6 races, and the North won 6 races. And there were 2 more that I got to write down. I got to go back to my footage and look and see what happened.
Did you get the Monte Carlo from Philly, the last one, because that was a grudge run also.
Yeah, I got that in there. You talking about heavy performance and most wanted. They gave that Camaro the back tie in the corner. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I got that. And he ran
I didn't
over.
Even know that was a money run.
Boy, he ran over like a dog in the highway. I'm trying to tell you now. He ran
over. Yeah, I got to say, I give the Philly boys credit. They did their thing.
Hey, look,
you know,
Philly
boys
got They got
yeah,
right with the
I gotta give
got right against Little Boy Blue. Little Boy Blue drugged the bumper, and the Philly boys with that blue and orange Camaro, orange and white Camaro, they took that.
Oh,
race.
No. That orange Camaro that was there, that's the Long Island boy.
I mean, Long Island. I'm sorry. Yeah, Long Island.
Even Long Island. That's Yes, sir. That's it. Yep. No, that was he's from Long Island. He came all the way out there, and he did his thing.
That was a big plot, too, boy. People don't realize how big that plot was, boy. They got right over there. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yep, he dragged the bumper. He was trying to come. And I don't know if you got Drew in the little red Corvette.
Yeah, Drew in the little, I counted
did you
him.
See?
Drew in the little red Corvette. Drew did his thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good, that was a tight, nice, tight race. Drew did his thing.
You
got to give him credit.
This is the list that I got. I got Hurricane Drew over the little red vet. He gave the back time to break in the quarter. I got Steel Injection. They beat Who's Next Wayne. That's the boy from Virginia. Leading the injection beat him with a Mustang. And also, this little Toyota, That little Toyota, if I'm not mistaken, that was a grudge race, too. He beat that vet from down here from Mayhem.
Okay.
Bad smoke over Cool Performance / Jolly Rancher. The boy from Virginia with his Malibu, who's next? Wayne, he gave the boys from North Carolina, L.A. boys, with their Malibu, the back tire. I mean, not the back tire, but the brake in the eight, and he ran over them. I told you about Heavy Performance. You know about the little boy Blue. Fallen Nine actually beat the Philly boys in Mitchell's. They put it up in Red Alert Racing. And Blue Badger, he beat that Orange Buick twice.
Okay.
And Young Stain got him a win over the Slut, you know, the boy from Virginia. And also,
and,
he got
Street Gang had to pay the deposit to Lamont.
Yeah, he did, man. You know, there wasn't really no controversy. That's what happened with Street King. He couldn't make it. And they had the fees on that. And everybody know what happened with Mickey. Not Mickey, but what's his name? Hurt his motor. He didn't find it until it was too late. Gerald hurt his motor. And actually, Johnny Rancher did the same thing. They went to testing they went to Carolina on Thursday night to test. I heard the motor, but they did substitute the car. Bad Storm, and then was willing to accommodate him, and Bad Storm went out there and beat him. So, I mean, you cannot ask for a better event with all that racing that went down. If you didn't get enough racing out there, you a nymph. We can't satisfy you. It was just a lot of racing going on. I'm glad everybody had a team to have a good time. Even the shootouts. Look at the shootouts. The shootouts turned out real good.
Yeah, I got to say. Everything worked out good. They raced off. I forgot what time we raced. About 12:30, somewhere around there?
Yeah, about 12:30,
Yeah, you couldn't ask nothing better than that. Young Stang did his thing. And you got to give props for Dwayne Robinson going out there to make it happen. He said he was going out there. He said he was going to do it. He went out there.
Yeah,
I got to give him
Dwayne
his props.
Dwayne let the boy leave on him. From the word go, it was over because Dwayne was sitting there looking at, man, damn that damn small block take off fast.
Well, he was spinning because he pushing in deep. You can see it. He did spin.
Right.
From what I get, I got a word on it. I'm not sure yet, but I'll let Dwayne get on here. From what I'm hearing, I heard it might be locked in again. I heard it might be locked in again. I'm not sure where at, but we're going to find out. I know Gerald told me as soon as it's done, he's going to definitely do that race with Mickey, regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to find out when he's ready, because Mickey ended up getting the back down on that one. I know Street King with the Magnusons, everything is said and done. I heard that might be, should be May 25th, and they'll be doing it at Buzz Creek. So that'll be a race that everybody wanted to see. The Chicago boys is getting ready to come down, and basically I had to call them before they come because that was a deal to let them know, you know, and that Street King could not make the call. So they didn't want to take the deposit, the $1,000 deposit. They want to leave it up for the next race. So they said they want to show them that they can beat them. So they said they wouldn't take the deposit as long as he raced. So the next race was they're going to be out here is May 25th at Buzz Creek. So that should be a real good dandy. April 26th, we also know we got the Slut versus Popeye. We got a few of them out there that they're talking about. The assassin, the black assassin. He got a locked in races. We got a couple locked in races. I got to put everything together. I wish I had the flyer that day so I could have thrown it out there so a couple people could see who's who. But Lamont actually wants to, the Firebird wanted to run Lamont with the Duster. Was a small block. The Firebird was a big block. I didn't get in touch with Sean, but Lamont told me, said, if Sean and them come up to Piedmont, he going to try them to the eighth with the Duster, motor to motor.
Yeah, that should be a good race.
Street car. Now, that should be a real good one. He said he want to come back. He said he didn't like just coming out there. He liked it. It was great. He had a great time. He had fun, but he really wanted to race somebody. He said, you know what? I'm going to run that Firebird. He told me this today. He got laryngitis. He was having such a good fun time. But he couldn't talk right now. But I promise you, I just got to make sure Sean get on the phone, they lock in, and then they'll do it. Plus the Omega. I don't know who the guy with the Omega. Who's the one with the Omega cut? With the old
Which
motor.
One? Which motor? Oh, you're talking about
Omega
Barney,
they had down there with the Oldsmobile
yeah.
motor?
Yeah.
Well, they
I'm
wanted to run
Barney,
old,
yeah.
old. Okay. Well, he wanted to run. Barnhill wanted to run the Duster. And the Duster wants to come to Piedmont and try him.
Right.
He says he'll come there, he'll lock in, he'll go ahead of time so he knows he's coming, he'll know he'll tell him that he's going to run him. So if
well,
I can hold the Barnhill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can hold the Barnhill, and then I put Lamont on the phone. He don't mind locking in. He locked in last time with Street King, 300
right.
on three. And he don't mind doing it again, you know. Whatever they agreed
right.
on, Barnhill and him, what they want to race for, just get hold of Barnhill for me, and we'll go from there.
No problem. I can do that.
Yeah, because, I mean, we had a lot of good racing, and the weather was nice.
Yep.
You know, there was
yep.
no way in the world you couldn't have anything better than that.
Man, let me tell you, Blue Blessing, I mean, we talked about there was at least 15 races out there. I'm sorry, I probably missed a couple of them myself, man. It was just too much going on. I was back and forth. I couldn't get it all. So I hope like this year is in it, but I believe I did, and if I did, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get everybody back. Ain't no problem.
Maybe back in August. Maybe if we can get it right. People can come back to Stevie if they want to in August.
Yeah, that definitely, you know, the guys don't mind. They don't mind racing. You know, and it's just one of those things. We got to turn around and do a little bit better what I just did. I did something like that that happened. I never want to see that happen again. You know, it's one of those
choose
things. Choose
your TV men wisely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You got to also turn around. And you know what? That just made it bad for yourself. Nobody wants to do that. You make a bad statement on yourself, nobody wants to bother with you. I don't care who you are. They just stay away from you because they didn't like how it went down. And I'm going to tell you, I had more phone calls that night than you can imagine. And they were upset. And I was like, I was kind of already, you know, all right with it. And basically what it was they bet money all at the line. They were pissed off. They didn't like it. And you didn't just screw me. You screwed everybody. So you want to screw your other fans, that's on you. So now you're happy. So I'm going to open up another mic in the cut because I had a lot of mics. I wanted to be open, but stay right on it because we got a couple people that want to definitely open up.
Don't worry, I'll be
okay.
on you. Okay, I'll be listening. I'll be on you.
Okay, no problem. I got 914-4334. Your mic's open. 914-4334. What's going on now? How's everything?
All right. It's Swizz, man.
Yeah, what's going on, Swizz?
Happy to make it back home safely, man. You know, a couple of things, man. IndyCut puts on a nice show. It's like the season opener for the boys up here in the north. And we look forward to doing that. And we support Cut because Cut supports us up here in the north. I can't say that for a lot of the races. But to get to the situation about you in that race, I got to give you props. You handle it like a real gentleman. I got to tell you, with my boys, something would have happened. Something would have happened. It wouldn't have been handled like that. I'm not trying to sound like a tough guy, nothing like that, but that's straight up stealing.
It was getting to that point like that. Not gonna lie to you, they was ready to do, was ready to go to the 09 yard, and basically I didn't want to hurt the show.
And
I'll
that's
be
a smart move.
And
I personally, post-op Joe couldn't hold a penny of mine for a race or anything that I'm involved with. He, you know, anytime you hear post-op Joe's name, it's always problems around the money. You know, that's straight talk right there. We don't fuck with them. I don't fuck with them. Excuse my language. I think you made a mistake by allowing yourself to deal with him in that aspect. Up here in the North, Steph is the most utilized DP man simply because of his integrity in holding the steps to the letter of the law of the stipulations.
Mm-hmm.
I had spoke to Steph, and he had told me straight out, when nobody got paid until that truck confirmed that it was a small block in there. So, you know, I give you props for handling it the way you did, but you know what? It leaves a bit of taste in my mouth about supporting South. And it's nothing against Endicott, because I'll always support him. But when dealing with guys down in the South, it's kind of shaky now. You make it clear that you come with a small block, as long as it's not an SB2 or cannon valve, I don't care what you got, as long as it's a small block. There's no misunderstanding about saying that. You know damn well if you have a big block in your car, it ain't a small block. So therefore, you straight up, you know, did some thievery shit, and I can't go with that. You know, the principle of some integrity was killed right there. Shame on Sweet Potato. Shame on Sweet Potato. Pro Stop Joe is not a DP man. Stick with running your mouth and doing shows. You're not a DP man. So with that said, I'll move on to the next thing. Props to Bin Laden, the whole Ridge Boy crew. We're trying to bring Island back alive. I'm working with him also. I think I'm doing the cookout in August. I think Island provides a little better atmosphere in terms of blood racing for compared to Englishtown. With Island, we can pretty much hold a grudge fest there and, you know, make it about grudge racing instead of competing with Hondas and motorcycles and everything else like Englishtown. So, Joe, I'm not going to take over your show.
No, that's good.
Came back home safely.
But I'm going to tell you, I know a lot of people. A lot of people out there, you know, they're listening. But I'm going to tell you, the person that told me that the guy had a big block was from the North, was right from North Carolina, and he bet the opposite way. He came and told me straight to my face. He said, "I'm giving this money back." He said, and he ran over there. He said, "I was going to give the 100 back." And he said, "I'm coming down there prepared to fight with you." But I thought he was lying. And I'm going to lie. I was walking down there with Pro Stop. Something said, I looked back. I looked for the guy. He was gone. That's his
well,
he
some people,
shit.
Integrity still
and
means.
But no. It gets something. When we got down there and got to arguing, then when it came down to it, who was standing there? He was there with his boys. And he said straight out, "I know what you said. I know what Joe said. And you're right, Joe. You said straight ahead, and you got it on tape." And Pro Stock Joe had on, and then Pro Stock said, "Buddy, you did say that. You did. He did say it straight, and you said, and Buddy, you said that you had a straight head." Now all of a sudden, now he's backtracking. You know, I turned around, and I really was getting a little bit annoyed with it because, you know, when a man turn around and say one thing, and now all of a sudden he want to lie in front of somebody, don't do that. Now, the man that owned the truck, he wasn't standing there, but one of his partners, an older fellow, he was there, one of the guys that was saying straight. And I asked him, "Can you please tell me, sir?" And I asked him, and I said, just say it. Ain't no big deal. I said, "It ain't nothing about nothing. I just want you to just verify." And he said, yes, he did say straight ahead. So now here you are, got the people right there that said, you said straight ahead. And you come up there and you ain't got straight head. What the heck? Your own people, your own corner, your own team.
You got a small block in your truck. You got a big block. Come on, man.
Yeah. That was the worst. That was the worst. That was, I blame Sweet Potato on that one. I was 100%. I was just for. I didn't say nothing to Joe. It was all my whole thing. Sweet Potato shouldn't even have did that. It would have never been to a predicament like this now. But you know, I guess you want to say and showboat and act like you're a winner. It takes whatever you got to do. You do. You know, but I don't call that a winner. I call that a thief.
That's what it is.
I don't like getting taken nothing from you, and I ain't gonna lie. It took a lot to hold me back from that.
Can't
it was
stand
not good. No.
Not stand a thief, man. And the way I put it like this. Just imagine if he did some bullshit like that up in Jersey, what would have happened and people lost money. See, the thing is, Joe, you didn't just lose money. You got to remember, I lost like $200 on side bets.
Oh, yeah.
On the lot. That money's
and
gone. I can't get it back.
Yep. And listen, I took it. Everybody in June will tell you, I told June, nope, you ain't allowed to pay. Nope, I'll take care of it. And I had told people, I told everybody over there before we even went down. This is just something I'm just gambling, just to be gambling on. I don't want you guys to bet on this. I told Youngstang, I told the Horsemen, they all came and went around. I said, I don't know, this is just a gamble. I don't want you doing this one. It wasn't even a minute chance of me supposed to be winning. No way at all. I mean, there was no way in the world I was supposed to be able to run. Here I am going to run another small block. I'm going to let another small block spray. And on top of that, you got a round two chassis. And a bigger tire? Come on. There was no way in the world. But it was a gamble, and then they turned around. You still had to have more. You had to go out and get a big block. That's horrible.
All right,
but
Joe,
I'm not
going to
cry about spilt milk.
I'm listening, man. I'm sitting back in the cut.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to cry about spilt milk right now, but you know what? Karma's something.
Exactly.
When they come down and they ask me for support for something towards them, I'm sorry. I ain't got no support for you. I'll be real about it. You don't make things right, I can't support you. You don't do the right thing, I can't support you. I hate to tell you, that's how it goes. So they make it right, I got nothing. It's nothing for me. I mean, it is what it is. I don't want to be nothing. I mean, I hate to. It's nothing against one of the tracks. If he got something at the track and I promised I was going to be there, but if it's his show or whatever, I'm not going to be there, regardless. Whoever show they got something to do, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it. So be it. They do what they got to do, and it is what it is. And I'll tell you, there was a lot of guys, you know what I mean? It was a lot of guys having fun. They lost and still walked around with their head up, laughed about it, and guess what? Said we're going to do it again. That's what racing is about. If you'd have beat me, hey, I'll turn around. I'll try to do, you know, fan square with the small block. Hey, I can walk around. I can live with it. Hey, I tried it. But I would have tried it something else. Maybe I came back and tried it with juice on something like that. Maybe I tried something else. But to do that, I ain't got nothing to say. We ain't got nothing to talk about no more. That's it. So if he said, you know, I'm going to let it go, and it is what it is. And I'm telling you right now, the guys from down south, from Georgia, Cowboy even said, all of them, that ain't right. So anytime your own people in your backyard told you that that's dirty, well, guess what? Something's wrong. Now, if anybody would do that with me and the team off over here that I knew that wasn't right, I'm going to tell them that ain't right. And you should give him his money back. But I didn't want to have the whole place in an uproar. But it happened, and I'm going to see what we can do about it later on. But Twiz, you got something going on real soon. Tell me what you got. What you got coming up with your dates? Hey, Swizzle.
Well,
tell me what dates you got.
The date for Father's Day, which I believe is June 15th. We got the English Town. We're gonna have a shootout then, which is on a Saturday. I'm looking like Ben. I think the Ridge Boys, Ben Laden and the Ridge Boys, they're doing a cookout in July. I'm trying to do one there at Island in August, a two-day event for Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
So far, that's what I got going, and I'll probably look at trying to do something in the fall at Island again.
I'm going to tell you, I'm looking for something. We're looking for the really come back and bring something back to our, in our area up north. And I'm dying to put something, come make these guys come back with us. And they've been telling me, you know, I do a lot of things down there with them. They're looking to bring something back to us. And I'm willing to, like I said, I know I'm going up there and we'll help Bin Laden, G and them out, you know, anything, whatever, support. I'm going to support you too, Swizz. So, you know, like last time it was at Island Dragway, I'll be there. If you're going to be at Englishtown, I'll be there. I promise. I don't mind showing support. The people that support me, I support them back. And that's what it's all about, having fun. I know my man, and I'm going to tell you, Dwayne Robinson, he told me he will be traveling, and he told me, and he's going to be going with me too. I mean, even when I go out of town, he actually said he's coming with me. Whether we're going to Chicago or whatever, whatever I can do for towards the race, guess what? I don't mind bringing them. Young Stang and all of them, they know. I don't care. Boss Hog, whatever. Drew, they're all good guys. Fat Rat, whatever I can do. If I can help you out, I'll try to help you out. But I just don't believe. My whole thing, I just won't believe in stealing from nobody. Not good.
Well, look, man. Hey, Joe, this is in the cut. If y'all do something in Ireland, I ain't never been there before, and I'll be damned, I'm going to try to get there. So just let me know, and hopefully I can make it there. And help. I don't mind. I'll be there, too. If y'all need something from me, let me know.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I'm going to open up another mic because they've been waiting. Kind of good, you know, and I'm going to have to open this guy's mic because I've seen him sitting there, and I'm 410-6389. Your mic's open.
Hey, Joe, it's Donald with the Nova.
Hey, what's going on, Donald? How's everything?
What's up, man? I had a good time down there, real good time. I came down to support, you know what I mean? I even tried to get some races coming up. After your race, May 25th, hopefully it happens. Hopefully we can break that tie with the North and South because I'll be on your side. Go ahead and try to knock the Camaro off.
Oh, yeah, that 67 Camaro, that red one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a
beautiful
car.
And you know what I thought about it? He's supposed to, if he comes up, he said all them boys travel together, the guy with that Omega 2 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go ahead and try him too, I guess.
Yeah, might as well. Might as well, because I know that, in the cut, knows his name is Barnhill, so I'll definitely get hold to some of the guys down there, and it'll definitely be working out pretty good. I tell you what, we just keep everybody in a nice little circle, everybody have a nice time, and that's it. You know, whatever I got to do to get people to help out and get there.
Hopefully he come, you know, hopefully we can get some races that day. I mean, shit, you know, I'm racing you, I race both of them. I don't care. I'll run all three of y'all.
Okay, no problem.
You know I'll do it.
Yeah, you're right. You got to give Donald credit. He go out there. When he say he going to race, he racing. And I know, like I said, and you know we be cooking, so we'll have food on May 25th out there at Buzz Creek. I mean, anybody welcome. We got the tower. You know how it is. If you got an older person and they can't take the heat or whatever, come on up. I'll put them up there. They can relax, sit back, and enjoy themselves. It's all about making it comfortable for everybody and having fun. You know, I don't care who it is. You're part of the family. That's all to it. Don't mind. We might race and everything and argue, but when we leave that day, we're still friends. That's how it is.
I'm on Facebook right now trying to lock some in with that Larry Robb guy with that Mustang. Let me see what he's trying to give up. I might get four that day.
Wow. You might not have enough
gas. Multitask, you know what I mean? Multitask.
Oh, gosh. All right. That's all right, Donald. I got to give you credit. You know,
I didn't think I could shut that long.
Yeah. I was having a good time, though, regardless. Like, it didn't matter to me. When I left there, I was happy. Regardless, I was still on a good note.
But, I mean, we had a blast. Just had a good old time. We got down there Friday.
I ain't smell rubbing. I don't know how long.
I hear that. I know, man. We got down there like Friday at like 10 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning. We had a good old time. We had a real good time.
I mean,
hanging out with people, you know, that you ain't seen in a couple months. Even though we didn't have a car down there, just something to come and watch and have a good time and support.
Okay. Yeah, because I tell you, Don, I wasn't even supposed to be there. Like, and, you know, Indica and all of them know, I wasn't even supposed to be out there in the car. But I made sure, I said, I got to go in there one time and sit in the car once, and that was it. You know, and that was it. I had to do it. I had to be there. I said, I'm going to be at the end. I'm going to be at the track. I said, I might as well have a car. I'm going to go and sit in the car. It was only going to be one pass regardless of what I was going to make, so it didn't matter. I was going out there regardless, so what the heck. That's the only reason why I did that. But I had to open up a few more mics because they've been waiting here, waiting here. I mean, this line is crazy tonight. I'm going to open up his mic, 908-6448. Your mic's open.
Yo, what's up, Charles Lamont?
What's going on, Lamont?
Man, how you doing, man? What's going on? I want to say,
yeah, I see you got laryngitis from there.
Yeah, excuse me, man.
Yeah.
I
was happy you made it down, though, man. You did what you was doing your thing.
Yeah. I had a good time at the show. I had a good time with everybody there. And whenever you guys have something swizzle, you, I'll definitely be there to support you guys.
All right, thanks again, Lamont.
Yeah,
because I know I told them guys that you'll be down there at Piedmont on the 26th, so I think we might have that Omega that you're talking about you want to run.
Yeah,
so it
yeah,
seems
that,
like that
yeah.
race might end up happening.
Yeah, listen, I want that to happen. And tell us Fiber he can come too.
Yeah, I will be. He probably get on here tonight, so if he gets on here tonight, I'm going to ask him.
Okay,
you
no
know,
problem.
I mean, I don't see why they won't do it, you know. They love racing, so it's going to be good. It's going to be definitely a good one.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I think Donald wants to run the Omega too, right, Donald? So that's going to be a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely going to be a good
one. Should I run that Firebird too?
Okay.
I run the Camaro too. That good red Camaro, I'll try him too.
Okay. Are you going to run him,
there
too?
There you go, Lamont. There you go, Lamont. We'll tag team him. We'll tag team him, Lamont.
That's right. There you go, Donald. Yes, sir. We'll tag team both of them. Hey, Donald. Get somebody to bring the truck, too.
Oh, I'm trying. That pickup truck. I'm going to get him to bring that pickup truck.
Yeah, get him to bring the pickup truck, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Joke.
Right,
can you put that out there? We got a 91 Dakota. Drag radial. All steel. Small block Mopar.
That's right.
Fast intake, one carburetor.
Okay. And ready to roll.
Yes,
ready
sir.
To roll.
Stock suspension?
Yes, sir. Stock suspension.
Yes, sir. It's got the cow tracks on it.
All right. Well, I'm definitely put it out there. I'm quite sure that we probably get some bites. They probably be calling my phone like crazy tonight. You know, I know everybody's been talking, want to do something. But, man, I tell you.
It's got a bench seat in it, too, Joe. It's got the original bench seat in it, too.
The original bench seat.
Bench seat.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'll get to that right away. I'll make sure. But I just want to, y'all stay on the line, though, because I see a lot of guys open the line. I got people from out of town calling, a lot of people all over.
All right.
Let me just open up a couple mics. And you got anything else to say right quick?
Hey, Joe. Hey, look, you had a small block Dakota?
Small block Dakota.
Okay, all right, cool. That's all I need to know.
All right, no problem. And they'll be at Buzz Creek, and they probably might be at Piedmont, too.
Yes, sir.
But
yes, sir.
Just get in touch with us. That's all it is, and I'll make sure it happens. All right.
Cool.
Well, I'm going to open up another mic here because I see they've been waiting. 757-7777.
Ah,
that's a number.
All
right, your mic's open.
What's
going
on, Joe?
Not much. How's everything?
It's everything, Joe. It's Weeby.
Yeah, what's going on, Weeby?
Hey, nothing. No, I enjoyed myself Saturday.
Yeah, you was doing your thing, Weeby.
Huh?
Weeby was undefeated.
You was doing your thing.
Yeah, but I need to know something. Now, I'm going to ask a question. I just want some feedback. Now, I had a race lined up, locked in with the Pink Warrior car. Now I have problems with my car. That's a starter up. So I had to run and scramble and find the starter to sit. But, you know, I had a race locked up with that orange Oldsmobile too. But when it came down to the race with me and that the Pink Warrior car, and he backed out saying that he didn't want to race because of the track. But then before that, he said, well, let's just run the 8 mile because he locked in money on for a quarter mile. Now, I go along with everybody being safe, you know what I mean, because of the track conditions and stuff like that. But before when my car was apart, you know, he comes to my car, you know, call me all type of bitches. You know, you bitch, all your whole crew bitches. You know, you can pay the punk out money now. I mean, you know, it's all fun and game with racing. But to my understanding, if you both lock in DP money, then I was willing to race. And I keep it real. I told him before the time to get raised, I said, look, my car halfway running right. You know what I mean? The track ain't right. I said, I'm not trying to throw the race or nothing. Let's race for $500. He said, no, $1,500. Try to keep buying the race up. I said, well, I'll race you for $500. But then, you know, I went to cut and told him. I said, look, man, my car ain't right, but I'm still going to race regardless, win or lose. So he cut and said, well, then run it for $1,000. I gave cut $1,000. The man went with his other crew, watched another car race. And before the year, you know, we had a time set at 7 o'clock. He come to me saying, look, I don't want to race, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I got to respect that. That's with anybody, you know what I mean? It's safety first. Nobody need to get themselves hurt behind those $1,500, $1,000. I don't care if it's $10,000. It ain't worth getting hurt wrecking no car. So, you know what I mean? I agreed with that car, you know what I mean? Because it wasn't running the 8 mile, but my car, I set up for the quarter to run them. So, now, I got my money back because he didn't want to race. But the DP money, I never received his part. That's my
mistake. You should have got DP if he backed out.
And see, somebody told me if y'all had a time locked in, you didn't lock no time. I know I had a time locked in because I've been doing this since 89, 90. I know how a track gets around this time of the year. I'm not going to race nobody when they do set on there. It's just crazy. Anybody with common sense to race cars already know that. So we had a time locked in. But, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm not fussing about it because I want to race them because of the whole fact of the principle. I mean, everybody cocky in racing. You know what I mean? There's ways of being a grudge racer and way to conduct yourself amongst everybody racing. You know what I mean? Sometimes some things you just don't do in grudge racing. And I did kind of take it kind of personal. It wasn't even just me, just people in my crew. You know what I mean? You know, all y'all a bunch of bitches and all that. Some people I'm from, you know what I mean, they see that totally different. And I had to sit back and talk to them. You know what I mean? Say, look, we here, there's a whole different type of code. You know what I mean? A lot of people think I'm from Virginia. I'm really from New York. You know what I mean? I'm from Harlem.
Now,
I'm going to go
a little further with that. In Chicago, there's certain things, you know, that you keep it to racing. Some people go overboard. Now, there's automatically, you can talk and you have be respectable and talk junk and have fun. But there's certain words that certain people just don't play. And I'm going to tell you, the B word, the N word, anything like that, you can be hurt over that. That's a couple words that you just shouldn't be saying. That's just not racist.
And I understand.
And that's basically what you shouldn't make it have to go that far where that you got to be worrying about getting ready to have a fight. And I mean, in respect, there's a way to talk junk and have to talk trash and laugh about it.
Right.
Man, I listen to Dwayne say stuff back then. He said, slut, oh, she on her back right now. She laying on her back talking about his car.
Right.
You laugh about it because you know what he's talking about, but he ain't, you know, that's cool. I got no problem with that. When you start saying B word, not everybody going to handle that. You say an N word to the wrong person, I don't give a damn who it is. You can't even say that around my father and them because that's how they were raised. They don't believe in that.
And that's the whole thing. A lot of people that was around, well, in my crew, period. I'm not trying to put none of my business out there, but ain't none of us been 100% honest people. You know what I mean? We've been on that hard knock vacation, school of hard knocks. So the words like that still in our minds if you didn't conduct yourself like that. I don't disrespect no man in calling them words, period. But
we
to sit back and say, hey, look, man, we you know, it's racing. That's what it is. But at the same time, they're like, man, it ain't even about that. It's about respect. We racing, but you still got to respect you as a man. You got to respect me as a man. I'm like, look, man, let's just work on the car and continue this and we just going to get the money, race them, and get the money and get it over with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't really that type of fight. Now, maybe it might be just me. I might need to lighten up, or my crew might need to lighten up because it's all just racing. But sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you say it, and I don't care. It's just some things you just don't say, period.
That's true. Just keep it to racing, and you won't have no problem. And then you can go about, we have raced each other, and then go right to the diner, and everybody go eat together.
That's what you call racing.
But then we'll leave. I'm gonna get your ass. I'm gonna make sure I get on your ass. I'm gonna make sure you swear somebody you're fight, but you never go out of line. You know how far to go.
Right.
But when you start going the other way, some people look, man. What are you doing? What did he just say? And they ready to go on you. They ready to fight.
And that's how you gotta
be careful what you say with certain things.
And with me, personally, I don't like to be around people that, I'm talking about just the people that come with me to the track that don't know how to conduct themselves. Because at the end of the day, the people looking at you, but what somebody does in your crew, you still get looked at like that. They, you know what I mean? They go like, oh, that's part of Weeby's crew. You see what I'm saying? Some of them are stupid. You know what I mean? And now I got to pick and choose the people I come to get to help me because I got good help because they don't know how to conduct themselves when, you know what I mean, in that type of environment.
That's just like a dog that got fleas. You don't want to be around him too long because the flea going to jump on you. That's all it is.
But, you know, at the end of the day, I enjoyed myself, had a good time, I ate good. And, you know, I give a props to that crew Red Alert because, you know, when my starter messed up, one of the guys from Red Alert, the people that I was going to race with the Pink Warrior, they came over with a starter, gave me a starter to put on my car. It didn't work, but, you know what I mean, it's still the initiative they tried to help me. You know what I mean? It's still racing, but it's still at the end of the day, you know what I mean, it's just the way you conduct yourself. But, I mean, I respect them, and I appreciate them even trying to help me. But, like I said, sometimes it's not what you say. It's probably like how you say it, and you can't just say everything to everybody. You know what I mean?
Oh, I agree on that. I definitely agree on that. But I want you to stay on for a minute because I got to open up another mic because I got like 3 or 4 people been holding on pretty good. I'm trying to open up the mic, but I know you did a good job out there, and I just want to let you know you did your thing.
I appreciate
it. Glad to see what you did. All right. 804-0482, your mic's open.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, Dwayne?
What's happening, fellas?
Man, I'll tell you, you did your thing. I got to give you credit. You went on out there and went on. For the win.
Yeah, man, that's all you can do. You know, I tell people, you know, this racing ain't guaranteed, you know. But at the end of the day, you get your dick knocked off. Excuse my French. You get your dick knocked off. You pick it up, put it back on, and try it again.
Ain't that wrong. Is that true that y'all might be locked in again?
Yeah, we're going to do it again at Buzz Creek. I mean, I just want to do it at a better track, man. I mean, that was a hell of an event. I had, like Weaver said, I had a great time. I had a good time down there just seeing, putting faces to names and seeing people. But, I mean, to be honest, the track just won't work it for me, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I ain't going to lie to you.
They were saying everybody in the world said, man, you know that guy, man? That guy was a cool guy, man. That's all I heard. I'm telling you, how many people done told me, man, who is that? Who is that? That's all you heard. Everybody I talked to. I said, yeah, that's the way. I said, that's the way. And the man said, golly, that's the man. I didn't know he was like that. He was a nice guy. I said, yeah, you know what? I said, you'd be surprised. Y'all always got to look at somebody and stereotype somebody because he looks big and think this person, oh, I don't mess with him. I said, man, that man is more down to earth than anything.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
like, they welcome arms to you. I mean, when I said it was so funny, everybody on my bus, right, had the bus. You guys so nervous. I said, what's wrong with y'all? Well, everybody, you ain't introduced us to them. Dang. I said, boy, I got third degree on that bus for that, boy. They were like,
man,
you could at least bring them around there. We could have took a picture with them or something.
So when y'all went back, Joe?
We went back that morning. We went back, look, we left about, I say, 10:30, 11 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
So, of course, we had the women on the daggone bus, and they decided, had a couple of them that, well, we ain't racing, we ain't going until, because I told them we ain't leaving until 5 that evening, and they didn't get to go to the ball, so we had to stop at Virginia Ball. That's where we ate lunch and stuff. And so now they went to the ball so they can do some shopping. I said, oh, gosh.
Man,
the
I had a good time. We jetted out. We left Weaving them at about 12 o'clock at night. And I mean, I was sleepy getting up, coming up this road, but I just was trying to help get home and went outside yesterday morning and the slut was still laying on her stomach, boy. She won't even lay it on her back. That was a misprint. She was laying on her stomach.
Right. Oh,
he was
man.
Still laying on the stomach, man. I had to take it to the chassis shop today. Drive it off.
Oh, God. I'm not kidding you. I saw you. We seen you bumping the beams. I said, uh-oh. I thought you were going to red light.
Man, it was one of them situations where I was trying to just get ready. I was worried about the track the whole time because of my first pass, but at the end of the day, man, it ain't no excuses, you know, because I done beat people for spinning, you know, so, you know, it is what it is. Like I said, Young Sting and them, it was like a damn comet strip over there, you know. It was some guys in there that, you know, like we even say, that might have went a little too far, but I don't take it like that because at the end of the day, you know, it is what it is. I get on, walk on back across the street and go into my truck and don't even worry about the shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Don't even worry about it. Because, I mean, if anybody can get bent out of shape, we even know I can get bent out of shape, you know?
Uh-huh.
But I just try not to. You're a long way from home and the race over, you lost your money and go on home and rebuild it.
You handled it like a pro. I'll give you credit. You handled it like no problem.
I didn't like it. I mean, I didn't like it at all. Shit, I told Weaver today. Hey, Weaver, what I told you today?
Huh?
What I told you today? I ain't been able to sleep since then, man.
Yeah.
I don't even care about the money, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
The money ain't, that don't mean nothing. I'm just talking about, you know, I'm different. A win is a win and a loss is a loss, but I like for both cars to make the trip. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To make the trip at their best. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you're going to get money. I mean, but I like for both of them to make the trip to the to the bottom at their best, you know?
Well, like I said, Buzz Creek, y'all definitely going to make the trip over there.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
The track going to be scraped, sprayed, everything. The weather be good, you know. You know, like towards the evening over there, it was one of those things. You could start seeing the dew up in the air. You can look up one of the cars that dew on the windshield.
I mean, honestly, Joe, if you looked at every pass that went down there, and I know that, you know, it's the track situation, but if you looked at every pass that went down that track, out of five passes, somebody spun at least three times. You know, and whether it's your car being there, I'm going to tell you one car that I seen make the trip. I ain't seen him run but one time. What's that guy with that white Monte Carlo in the cut?
Real Tree.
But they call him something else.
Real Tree. Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon. I seen him make the trip. And, I mean, it looked good to me, you know. But, you know, it's like with those guys, they race on them tracks all the time. That's the first time I ever raced on Fayetteville track.
Right.
You know, and I mean, with that, you know, maybe I'm not one of those guys. I built my whole car in my backyard, boys. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I mean, my car ain't never been to a chassis shop, and, you know, besides getting scaled in my backyard, you know. And I just went on to say, you know what, every race out of loss has been because the car do something dumb. So, you know, it's one of those situations I can't give no more money away like that, you know?
Right.
I done done all I can do, and now I'm going to take to somebody who get paid to do that.
Right.
Okay.
You know.
Nothing wrong with that, man. There's nothing
I done
wrong
all
with
I can do. I've been muscling. You and Joe both know I've been muscling that car down the track for the last year, and it's just it's too much, you know.
Yeah, I was at.
But
I
will
gamble
though.
I was at the track one day. I seen you stand up on the back bump. I said, "Golly."
Yeah.
That's what cars do, like.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
you just you're fighting it the whole way.
Yep.
And
I seen
and I will get
it. You got it, man.
Oh, I will give Young Sting his credit. He can get to point A, from point A to point B. I will give it to him.
I had to give it to him. I looked at that race. I was like, he went in and stayed. He hit the tree. He hit the tree hard. I ain't gonna lie, he hit the tree hard.
Yeah, he was dead on it. I mean, I went. Yeah. I mean, I'm just reaction time alone. I went 441. So I mean, he was there. I went 441, and he was gone. I mean, really to be honest, I was like almost three tenths off on the 60-foot.
Mm-hmm.
3/10 off, but I mean, that could have been me too. Because I've been driving the car, you know, when I got balls on the car, I can leave with it, you know.
Right.
But I've been driving the car all this year, and most of the time last year when I didn't have balls on it. So as far as going up on a box or the two-step or something like that, I can't do that.
Right,
you know,
right,
I can't even really bring the car. I can't go to the floor out the hole with the car, you know, from the tree with the car. That's why the car looked like it might have gas on it and tote the wheels after it get past 60 foot.
Well, see, that's because you, like you said, you now that you're going to the chassis shop, you're going to be able to tie your chassis into your engine. Your
oh yeah. He told me today. He said when I finish with you, you're gonna be able to use all your power. Mm-hmm. You know, so at the end of the day, I just hope you don't kill me. You know, rob me on the. Well, they ain't rob me, but you know, just kill me on the price. But you know. I told him, I made sure I let him know. I said, man, I just took a big hit this weekend, so. You know, we're going to try it again. And when me and Young Sting go back out there again, I just felt good to be able to run for that kind of money, knowing that I had never ran for that kind of money before in my life, you know.
The food's ready.
Okay.
I got the food. Oh, you in the shower?
No, I got to say one thing. I said, you're a man of your word. You said you weren't going out there and do it. You went out there and did it.
Oh, yeah, and the bad part about it, see, Mark kind of messed me up because I didn't get a chance to even try to run anybody else.
Yep.
I mean, I didn't get a chance to go nowhere else. I mean, when I pulled in there, he was on me. I told him, I said, I'm going to get you today. I mean, I think I triggered it because I said, I'm going to get you today. And shit, he was on me ever since. I mean, he tried to put his foot on my throat and they never let up off of it. So I ain't even have a chance to go and try to run anybody else. Cuthead gave me another car that was similar to mine, and I didn't even get a chance to, the white Camaro motor car.
Yeah.
I didn't even get a chance to go over there, man.
Wow.
So.
How do you when the boy
wants you? Oh, yeah, man.
Well, you're a man of your word. You did what you said you're going to do, and you went out there. You know, that's all that counts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said. Guys talking and seeing this.
No problem.
Yeah, man, ain't nothing to it. Like I told the guys, a lot of guys are talking about the car had gas, nitrous on it, and stuff like that. Like I told them the same thing. I said, man, I'm going to be real with you. I looked at Young Sting car myself with my own eyes. And, I mean, I looked as much as I could. Maybe it was a few places I could have looked, but, shit, I wouldn't never put no nitrous there, you know? That boy got a badass small block in that car. I seen it. It was on motor for what I seen. And if he did have it on there, he deserved the money for hiding it that good. All I can say. He deserved it for hiding it that good. Shit. So, I mean, I think he was on motor, but, you know, it's one of them things, one of them situations where, you know, everybody like to talk after the fact, you know.
Well,
and I don't get tied up in that shit.
Yeah, you know what happened to you too now. Dwayne, years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
the
yeah. They did the same. They said the same thing to me about me.
Said you
I was
had
on gas.
Car.
I was on gas. That's why I took it. I kind of took it a certain way when they was talking about, well, man, he was banging that car like gas. Nights was running like I told him. I looked at it, you know. I done hooked up probably about 200 cars with gas on it. So, I mean, 200 nitrous systems. So I know that I know what to look for, you know. I mean, people, I think some people forget that I am a gas man. I just don't run gas on this car, you know.
Nah, but that, that, that happens all the time.
That
you know,
guy,
you know
that guy.
Sometimes we call them, we call those people race stoppers. Right?
Oh,
that
yeah, well.
They stop
you
a
know
race,
what I
they
say?
Ain't got nothing to do with it, but they end up stopping races. Oh,
Joe, me and my
this.
Crew.
They got that.
Me and my crew would try anybody. You know, we don't care. We don't care about what they got. If we can't beat them, we gonna stay in our lane. You know what I mean? If we feel that we can't run with them, we gonna stay in our lane. And I mean, people can say you scared. People can say this. People can say that. But they cannot say that we won't race.
No,
you know?
Right about that.
I mean, we
now,
done ran cars and beat cars.
Your crew. That's what I got. I always get messed up. Now, what's the name of y'all crew?
We be Team Outlaws, and
Team Outlaws.
All my other boys that got cars, we the Click. The Click.
The Click?
Yeah, the Click, like the Click.
Okay, I got you.
So we represent both sides of the water, you know.
All right.
But we definitely gonna do it again, man. Like I told Mark. You know, it shouldn't be no question next time. You beat me, so don't come with that small block shit. You know, you beat me, brother.
Okay.
You know.
No problem. That sounds good.
He tranquilized the bear. He didn't kill him, but he tranquilized the bear. Now, I'm a straight murder his ass at Brothers Creek on a good track.
Oh, damn.
I'm gonna straight murder his ass on a good track.
You know they was down there. They was cooking bear meat over there by George Williams.
Oh
truck,
yeah,
right?
they had bear tenderloin and everything else down there.
I ain't never seen a bear burger.
Yeah,
I ain't never seen a bear burger in my life.
Man, I'm gonna tell you they damn sure was eating bear meat, but I can tell you this. I don't know what's going on, but some growth happening. Cause I'm, hey, look, as they say, I ain't never running for that little bit of money no more with somebody like that again. We going to do it for the same thing. One thing I will thank them for, because I had never done it, you know, it was like one of those things where I always say it was stupid to bet a lot of money like that on a race. But now, I mean, they done messed around and got me, so I'm going to bet that money.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to bet that kind of money. I'm glad. I thank them for that, man, because it's, either you gonna get it or you ain't gonna get it. You know what I mean, Joe?
Okay.
When you drive long distances
like
and stuff like that, either you gonna get it or you're not gonna get it. One lava.
That's right, what it is. But wait, hold on for a minute, okay? Because I got a couple more lines I just gotta open on. But stay right on. If you want to jump in, you can jump in.
Okay.
Let me see. 631-3581. Your mic's open.
What's going on, Joe? What's going on, Cut? This is Drew Hurricane.
What's going on? You look good, Drew, yesterday, Saturday. Looking good.
Yeah, she's all right. She's all right, man. I just want to give her, you know, props. Everybody made it down and did their thing. You know, and give props to the dude. I didn't catch his name with the red Corvette, you know. He gave it all he had. You know,
you're gonna put him out there like that. You're gonna tell him he gave it all he had.
No, I'm saying, you know, he did. Listen, I let them tell me what they wanted.
The way you said it, he gave it all he had. You know.
Hey, listen, that's what he asked for. He said, give him the break. I gave him the break.
Oh, you gave him the break? It wasn't heads up.
No, it wasn't heads up. I gave him the break.
Yeah, he was on motor.
Damn.
It was on motor.
Yeah,
oh,
but,
okay.
You know, you're talking a built Corvette versus a stock Corvette with just a Charger, you know?
I ain't gonna lie, that red thing was chopping like a way. I ain't gonna lie when he pulled up.
Man, that vet sounds so motherfucking
crazy. He was loud.
Crazy.
What the hell? What kind of ghost he had on that thing? Because, man,
He has some shit on that car, good Lord, boy. I wish I had a quarter of the stuff he had.
When he left, you could hear that motor. You couldn't even hear yours. I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, hey, I got stock exhaust, man. People really don't believe when I tell them I got a stock motor, I got a stock exhaust, I got all that stock shit on that car, and nobody believe it.
Hey, Drew, do you think
uh-huh.
I can take boost any day on a stock LS motor versus a good LS motor and no boost? That's me. Any day. He can't put enough head up there to make up for that 15 pounds of boost I'm gonna put on his ass. I tell you that.
I don't have 15 pounds of boost. If I put 15 pounds of boost in there, I'm gonna stick a rod and piston right out the side of the motor. It's all stock. Can't put that in there.
I would.
Listen, I drive that thing around, man. It's too reliable for me to go messing it up. I turn wrenches for a living, okay? I don't like working on my own shit. You know? I really want to give props to my man Don with the orange Camaro, you know, who got away from that damn LS-powered Mustang. Them boys, man, they was thinking, hey, look, them boys was on me all day long, boy. They was hotter than fish grease, man, trying to get me to run that Mustang. And I said, it ain't going to happen because all y'all want to do is give me the back tire. Make it right. You want to make it right? I said, I can't mess with you. I should command hand. I said, I can't bother with you, you know. I know what that thing should go, and I know what it looked like it should have go what I thought it would have. That thing is nasty. They say it is what it is. It's nasty. It's beautiful. All
yeah,
right. They dropped the wad on it, though. They dropped the wad on it right over them boys with their own surround. Dropped the wad right in their damn hand.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't lying. And this is no lie. That boy was driving the hell out of that car all over the road that day, that morning. I was at work before they even leave. He was over there driving down the road. I think he was pulling the car with gas. I said, look at this thing. I said, he ain't even going today. Sure enough, he ended up being out there.
I made money on that race, too. My man told me, he said, listen, what you think? I'm running that Mustang, blah, blah. I said, yeah, what's going on? He told me what's happening. I said, all right, put me down for this. I made me some money.
Yeah. I got to open up one more mic here. But y'all stay on, Drew, okay? I'm coming right back to you. 540-5459. Your mic's open.
Oh, Joe, I didn't mean to put it on.
Oh, that's all right.
Hello?
That's all right. How's everything?
All right, man. I just talked this. Say that I had a good time down there, man. I was with Larry T.
I see Larry came out there with all the shirts, and I know he sold everything out, and everybody was asking for some shirts.
Yeah, man, they sold that out real quick. We sold out real quick.
Yeah, and
I couldn't even find nobody. I wanted a shirt.
Well,
They bum rushed.
I talked to Larry T today. And he told me, he said, whoever wants a shirt, just let him know. And he promised you, you know, he'll print them up. How many shirts he can get, and he'll print them up for you. So if you decide you want some shirts, and I know your man 516 hitting in that shirt on over there, they wanted the shirts.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, all I got to do is get the how many shirts we need, what sizes. And Larry said he'll make them still of that day, because I know a lot of people like souvenirs and stuff, you know, of that day.
Yeah.
So I understand. Also, find out
what's the smallest shirt he make, too.
He makes little kids shirts.
He has kid size.
Baby shirt.
He makes little kids?
Huh?
Yep.
You can do almost anything that you want. You just tell me ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I
ask him for everything, and that's it. But
okay.
We just got to get everything, the whole thing up, and we'll go from there.
All right, so I got to put my little order together here in my house. Because I always buy everybody T-shirts and hands inside the house.
No problem.
Okay.
You got it.
Okay.
But, everybody has been talking about it and talking about it, so it is what it is.
I ain't get my video from from Capital from Cut. I forgot all about it. I asked him, he said he had it, and then I forgot to meet back up with him, huh?
What are you talking about?
The one from Capital when I Capital.
Okay, no, I wouldn't even think about it either, man. I would run around like a chicken with a damn head cut off all damn day. I wasn't even thinking about it.
You definitely was.
Yeah, I tell you, it was exciting, I tell you that. Everybody was talking, saying they were coming. And sure enough, they all, like they said they were coming, they came.
And now, when is the Buds Creek one?
May 25th.
25th?
And I know we got a lot of guys coming because, you just heard it just a while ago. Let's say him and Young Stang. So we got to go with him again. Got to prove it to him. But you know what? I got to say one thing. That man handled himself well, very well. Ain't nobody. That's why everybody like him. I don't like to say it. I mean, you know, take no weakness for kindness, but you know, you call him a gentle giant. That's what I call him. I mean, everybody said, man, he's a nice guy, cool guy. If we had to get an award to Gentleman of the Year, I had to give it to that man.
That
is what I mean, he's so, you know what I mean, he relaxed with you, you know what I mean? You tell what real people is. You tell somebody phony, you tell somebody ain't. And that man right there, I'll vouch for him all day long. That's how I feel. I mean, you know, you feel comfortable. That's all to it. I don't care where it is. That's how it is. Everybody was asking, man, who is that man? Who is he, man? Man, he's a good guy. Man, that's Dwayne Robinson. What are you talking about? Now, so they want to look him up. They want to take pictures. I was like, they want to kill me on that bus. Everybody over there drinking that old, what the heck was it? What was that junk kid you was telling me about to drink before, Drew? What's his name? They had some old stuff on that bus. On the bus, they were drinking a little bit of this. One, somebody had Gentleman Jack. Somebody had Jack Daniels. And what was that other stuff that was what he had over here? That bottle. I had something over here. What is it? I don't know what Bill said. Some kind of whiskey thing, boy. Them jokers drinking that, boy, and good gracious. If I show you the pictures on the bus, you might have a heart attack. It was unbelievable. They laughing all the way through, and they said, man, we got to have, they can't wait to go to, I know you heard what we said we was doing, right? Something crazy. We talking about we were going to get to one of the buses and put a damn trailer behind it.
Oh,
we're
going
to pull a car all the way down to Chicago with the bus.
Now, y'all got that damn bus.
The man told me he did it with the Canada. He said, damn it, Joe. He said, I'm going to be going to Chicago. So, Cut, if you want, you jump over here, get a plane over here when we get ready to leave and jump inside the bus. That's all you do. Take your time off and get over here. Whoever want to come, jump on the bus, and hopefully we get this other thing going, like I said, that car carrier. And we're going to have all the cars up on there, and we're going away. Somebody got their mic open on speakerphone right now, and it's coming back with some feedback, or they're close to the computer. And you just take it off of the speakerphone. It won't be that background noise. But I got to open up another mic over here. So y'all hold on. 336-6177. Your mic's open.
What's going on, Joe?
Not much. What's going on, Austin? Austin from Extreme. All right.
I just want to tell you, I ain't been to a girl's trip for so long, but that being my first one I've been to in months, that was one hell of a show.
Hold on a second, Austin. Somebody's mic. I don't want to close everybody's mic out, but, man, somebody got some bad background noise. If you're on speakerphone, please take it off. Sound like you're in a shop.
I tried mine. How you mute?
Huh?
How do you take it off?
What's the number?
540, that thing?
504. You on speakerphone? Let me see who we got on here.
It might have been mine, Joe, because I got a text message just now.
Someone's
ringing?
Nah,
like
it was a lot of
like
text. We off now. Whoever did it, that was it.
Oh, okay.
We good, we good. All right.
It was
all right, Austin, you on?
I was saying, you know, I ain't been in a grocery store in a couple of months. And that could be one of the first ones I've been to. That was one hell of a show. I couldn't have a truck there because I think some money should be made, but it is what it is. And it was my first time actually ever going to a Fayetteville race without having my vehicle, so I got to see what it was from a spectator's point of view. A racing point of view, I know the track was a bad thing, but from a spectator's point of view and actually gambling, it actually gave me something to look forward to because anything could happen.
All right. Well, you know we're coming to be doing that thing at Piedmont on the 26th, and definitely I didn't put it out there yet, but I'm putting it out now. We got the conventional hair shootout. Also, I'm gonna get bracelets that day, so everybody that comes through, the ticket or whatever, put on there. Everybody gotta take a ticket, and there will be a free TV, a big screen TV, donated by me and Larry. And that's that's just with the admission of the ticket. You get in, you have it. You have a chance to win a big screen TV. Always like to get something back. So that's what we're definitely going to be doing. You know, so that's what's going on right now. So we'll have a lot of stuff else going on. I'm trying to push a couple other things out there. Trying to have a couple of little new sponsors, but should be pretty damn good.
Yeah, that track, that'd be a track that everybody can let everything hang out.
Well, I don't see why not. I said it should be good. It should be a real good one. So I'm gonna say right now, I can't wait. I'm gonna open up another mic because I see you've been sitting here for a while, but I'm gonna just open it. Just hold on 1 second. I'm gonna get this here mic here. 631-1230. Your mic's open.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, Paul?
7:45, man. It's now 9:45.
9:45. You were waiting that long? You didn't push the one button.
You don't say you think the best of that.
You did not push the one button. Well, I'm gonna just tell y'all something right now. This is Porky, Steve Ramage. He used to work for Scott Shafrock, RNSD. He still does his thing on the engine building. He held the record at one time at Darlington with Mike Castellano's car, built the motor. He's one of the best engine builders on the island. Well, kind of like the best one towards the East Coast. And I had him on here because I want to ask him a question. Falk, have you ever seen a straight-head big block?
Not in the Chevrolet.
Not in the Chevrolet.
Well, it's a really gray area, Joe. You could have a straight-head big block, Chrysler 440 or a Cadillac motor or a 455 is a straight-head motor, big block.
Okay.
All right.
No, just the gray area. Okay.
It was no street.
Gray area, but how about a Chevrolet?
No such thing.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's what we want to hear, because that was what the stiffs was when I went to run. Straight head.
Yeah, no, I was thinking it when he said it, Joe. I got your back on that one. He definitely said straight head small block. When you came back to me at the end of the night, when you told me, that was kind of not cool. You know what I mean? I don't know them guys, but I think that was so cool.
You know
what we're talking about.
There's a lot of people that said it wasn't good, even the guys from down there. And for I got to give the respect to the guys with the little truck that went out there and they bet against me on top of it, the little blue truck. And he walked over to us and he said he's going over there and hand the money back to a couple people that he was at the starting line with. And they said they don't like to turn around and bet like that. And they were the ones that came back, and they were the ones that came forward and told me the man had a big block in it. Now, you can't ask nothing better than that. You know what I mean? From their own hometown, they came and said it.
Yeah, no, the guy was definitely wrong, in the wrong. I mean, I don't know what the final outcome was, but I'm sure he'll have a hard time getting another race, I would assume.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have a hard time for people to support you.
Yeah.
Ain't no doubt about it. Everybody, everybody knows
on
now,
one.
You know. How can you be trusted? How can you be trusted?
Yeah.
But,
okay.
You know, it is what it is. Water under the bridge, but I didn't like it. You know, I can't say much more. But I did have something to say because I got to get hold to a couple people. And this is my man on the phone right now. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to open up his mic. So stay on for a minute, boy. Because somebody made a call out on the man. They made a little video. I want to let him go ahead and defend himself. So, he's a gangster. You on?
Yes, I am, Joe. How you doing, my friend?
Good, good. How you doing?
Not too bad. Same old, same old.
Now,
putting the daily grind in.
Now, tell
well,
me what
I
said
like to put
you
it.
Saw.
Go ahead.
Tell me what you saw. I heard you when you first called me, you asked me about a little video was out there.
Yeah, there's a little video out there, but first I want to step in and help you out. You tell those boys with that truck with the straight head, I got a straight head motor for them. We'll sit right next to them, and I promise you we'll get your money back for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't have a straight head.
Well,
they
I know that.
Didn't
you
have
know
a
that.
Straight
I know
head,
that.
You know how they were. They can't conventional head, big block or whatever, on three gun.
Right.
I got a small block with big cheeks on it.
I need that.
But you know that's crazy though. You know how it is. It's, to do something like that, you know what? It is what it is. There's a lot of people that turn around, and I ain't gonna lie, call my phone, and I can show you on the phone. I mean, when I was headed home, Swizzle called me. Kevin Hunt called me. Everybody called me.
Yep.
They didn't like it. You know, they had walked out. And they just, man, they couldn't believe that.
Yeah, Joe.
You know, I knew
you
Kevin
know,
told me, you know, I think he wanted to get on tonight. You know, he wanted to say what he had to say, but
it's
he
not
lost money.
I think it's power.
You know? So that was sad. But it's all right. They'll be okay.
Yeah.
They'll be happy after that.
Sir,
so,
let me
say
get
one
on
thing.
My story.
Huh?
Yeah. No,
I can say one thing, you know, it ain't going to, even though he did his thing, he ain't going to dampen my spirits. I'm still going to keep moving on. That's how I look at it. But somebody's mic in the back, they got it on speakerphone. I mean, and they're in the background noise. Yeah. All right. Thanks for cutting it off. But Stefano, what you got going on? Anything
yes,
else?
Yeah. Right, well, evidently somebody put a call out and he's got an answer back. Whatever this man's name is, Duck Harvey, Duck whatever, Harvey Duck or Buck Harvey, he's calling out that he got the fastest conventional head on motor out there. So just let him put him on notice. He's going to have to go through me. He'll get any race he wants, all the action he can handle. And like he said, he wants to sit heads up. He's got action. So whatever bushes he's in, wherever he moves, I'm on his ass. And let it be known that he can't run, he can't hide. I already put what, Nephew Pete? He's in the bushes. We ain't found him since he tried to call me out. I was ready to lock him in. You know? And like I said, we're here to race. So somebody's called me out, and I'm going to make
you
know that he's...
You said Nephew Pete's in the bushes?
He's in the bushes, evidently. I was ready to lock him in the day he called me out. I ain't never heard back from him yet.
Wow.
And I wanted to give him the race that he wanted. I ain't heard nothing to this day. I still ain't heard from him.
So you heard Bernie?
I
don't
hear
sure.
anybody making no noise. I guess you know? I didn't think so.
Well, I'll make sure I'll relay that tomorrow. I'll definitely,
absolutely.
Not unless he gets on the phone now. Yep. But I just seen somebody just click on just a while ago. Let me see. Maybe sure. This might be him. Let me see if I can get it. 708-0313.
Mike, hey, how you doing, Long Island Joe?
All right, you. How's everything?
I'm all right. I'm all right. My name is Rob. I just was calling. I was listening to your show. This ain't on the subject that you probably was talking about. But I got this guy trying to run me. I got a street car. Maybe you can tell me what's going on. I got a street car, and he got like a race car. We both kind of sit alike, except for he's about 800 pounds lighter than me. He's trying to get a head up race. You think that's fair?
Nah, you know, they try to tell you, how can I say it? They want to say weight. In grudge racing, no such thing. But, like, to me, I've seen guys run, like, I've seen Donald run me and basically have almost the same thing as I did. So, sometimes, I guess, if you think your car's got more than the other guy, I mean, look, you just working out better than the other guy, it's hard to say. But now, if you got a street car, so, you know, I mean, you can actually see, sometimes you can see, and you got another guy with all 10 and aluminum floor, and he want to try to run you, I don't consider that
Johnson.
Bad.
Johnson.
Well, you know,
Rick,
that's him, Joe.
Rick, get him.
The thing is, his car is, I guess that's how his car came. Like, my car came heavy, and I know this. You know, we both on the small block, small tire, but that's the difference, the weight. You know, and I know for a fact you can have a 500 horsepower motor, and I can have a 600 horsepower motor, and you about 800 pounds lighter, it can't be a head up race.
Oh yeah, no, I agree on that. Now.
Now,
just like
as
you said.
What kind of car you got?
What kind of car you got?
Yeah, what kind of car you got, Joe?
What kind of I'm finding out right now. Hello?
Who got? I'm sorry, I got a 2000 Camaro.
2000 Camaro. Okay.
High block, small block?
No, it's a small block. It's an LF motor.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah, I got an LS motor in the car. You know, it's an LS car, you know. Now, I will say I did take the seats out of the car, but that don't, you know, that ain't nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm looking forward to seeing him, and maybe he can make the race fair.
Now, he's an LS too?
No, he ain't an LS. This guy got a bigger like yours.
Okay. Uh-huh. Where you from? That's all. How where are you from?
I'm from Illinois, Chicago.
Oh shoot! All right. all right. I do when I was looking at that number. I was like, huh.
Sounds like he's picking on you, Joe.
Yeah, that's what I was up there. And that man wanted to run me. Listen, I was there at the track that day. Hold on. Now, I'm going to tell you, your man jumped all over me. That's what he's talking about. You know what it is. That's
right,
why I had to
listen
to this thing. I was I heard that. I hear that. No. You didn't tell the people how the car looked.
I don't know how it looked. It looked kind of stock to me.
Yeah, it looked like an MCA car. Where do you see this car?
It's a pop gas car, 93 octane motor, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm just talking about what it looked like, how it's fitting and all that.
I just put some pretty wheels on it, you know.
Wait till y'all see this car, then y'all tell me what he look like. I'm telling you straight out. When you see this here car, you be like, what the heck? Who bringing this MCA car? It's like a hot street car coming in. That's what it looked like.
Okay.
It looked like a street car, but it looked like hot street.
Okay, so basically he tricking.
Huh?
Basically, you tricking.
He's tricking. That's all he's doing. He's trying to be slick because he knows when we get up there, we got to do something.
You know, I had started. We were posting. What I found out when I heard you was down there, somebody said, yeah, somebody was named Long Island Joe had a pumped-ass truck. So I was like, well, damn, ain't that many pumped-ass cars at the racetrack, but maybe I could get a race with his truck. You know, and I came at the truck, and when he looked at my car, he was like, no, I'll with you with the Vega. But when I looked at the Vega, I'm like, well, damn, he got a, I'm not, I was like, shit, he still like me, but that weight difference was kind of making me a little nervous.
You know what's so funny? Everybody looked at that car, right, and then they couldn't believe when I popped the hood open. I still got the wiper motor and it still worked. The lights still work. Everything worked in the car. All the fuse box, everything still in. Everything all metal. And one thing leads, you know, I got to say, when I went out there, I had fun. That's why I said June 7th, we'll be back out there again.
Yeah, I told my buddy, I said, I'm going to have to call Long Island Joe show and mess with him a little bit. See if I can set him up.
When I heard that, I said, yeah, he trying to play slick. He trying to play slick. When I heard that one, I said, all right, I'll see. I know who this is now.
I was trying to get you to give up a little information, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Look, I'll tell you right now, when people see that car, they're going to be like, what the hell are you doing with my street car?
It's a mission pass.
Huh? Where's it at?
It's a mission pass. I passed the missions out here with it.
Okay.
Yeah, Joe, I passed the missions. My car is insured and registered too.
Look, I'm going to actually turn around. I'm going to turn around. I'm going to put mine on the road too. I'm telling you right now, I'm a cruiser.
You know, easy not to. You have a hard time choking that car.
Huh?
Joe,
you just pump up the gas a little bit.
It's a little different now, Joe, but it's
different. You got a little different, but you know I got to run ground and pound out there that day.
Huh? You ain't the only one thinking about it.
Huh? I'm not the only one thinking about ground and pound?
They're some good guys.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely good. I got to say, I had so much fun out there. It was great.
Well, it's going to be a... Hey, it's going to be a lot of... A lot of people out there this time around. And we was on Sam's show, and he was a few all motor cars was asking for Sam to throw an all motor, you know, small block race, you know, like a so some small blocks, because you know it ain't a lot of all motor small blocks out there. I mean, you mostly nitrous cars and stuff.
Okay,
so
that sounds good.
You know,
that
like
sounds real good. I love to do that myself.
Yeah, I think I'd try to get in there because last year I tried to get a few races. I couldn't get no races with no nitrous cars. So I just, like, I had one guy jugging at me all day. So I figured I'd just run him since I, you know, my wife was trying to make me leave early. So I only got one race from a guy, and that's because he was, you know, he was following me around the whole track, jugging at me.
Now, who was that?
Well, it was a guy with a blue Camaro suit like mine.
Okay. Well,
because it was another guy.
What,
Yeah, it was another guy who was scared to run me with that blue truck, man. He had a young kid cutting the light.
he got three races that day. Boy, oh boy, boy.
Uh-huh. Y'all tricked a few of those guys.
No. They messed up and he got lucky.
Yeah, he cut the tree down where they ain't, if they was fast, they ain't have a chance.
Look, the alleyway boys said they coming back to do it over.
Oh, yeah?
That's the first race. Yeah, they definitely do it over.
I was trying to get a race with them. I was trying to get a race with them, and you got a race with them.
Well, believe it or not, they came and asked me.
Oh, wow.
They came and
asked them.
Well, the difference is the cause.
Is that what it was? You know what they told me? They said, hey, you got a cage in that car. If I'm not mistaken, that truck got a cage in it, too. So I told them to leave the nitrous on, but they still didn't want to do nothing. I happened to see it on the video, and I was like, how did they race him? Hey, I guess you might have to speak up for me when you get down there so I can get me a couple of races. Because I don't have a hard time at it.
I wouldn't mind going out there June 7th.
Oh yeah, it'll be some fun, man. It's a lot of cars. A lot of street cars, basically. A lot of street cars. A few race cars, but a lot of street cars.
Any small block trucks out there?
Oh yeah. I know there's a couple of them out there, but they don't care if you're a truck or a car. It don't even matter to them. But yeah, it's a few.
Okay,
you might have a few El Caminos out there too.
Gotta watch them things.
Yeah. But I, if you guys come, man, it should be a whole lot of fun. Go down, maybe if y'all here long enough, y'all could go downtown to Dewey's and get some of that Chicago deep pan pizza. We serve up all styles of pizza down here.
So you driving out there, you taking a bus out there? So. Well, guess he done metered himself.
I don't think I should have called. I think I scared Joe off the phone.
Oh, no. And you scared the man on his own show.
Hey, yeah, well, I didn't mean to do that. And I'm going to have guys from Chicago be all on me if Joe don't come.
Oh, he already told me he was going out there. I'm going to chop my hardest to get out there. I know I got a long ride ahead of me.
Yeah, if you get down early, man, you get to really see Chicago, you know. Joe got a taste of some of the food out here. He kind of like it, but he get a taste of some more of that. He gonna go back 20 pounds heavy.
What all that happened out there?
As far as the race,
yeah.
Oh, it's a Big Sham, Bruce Leroy, streetcar grudge race, streetable cars, you know, racing.
Oh,
You have some stock cars out here. You might have a few fast cars, you know, running the 7s and the 8s. But it's made, you see a lot of cars run in the 9s and in the 10s, 11s, 12s. You have a variety of cars. Yeah.